for Lickin' On Lending.
Welcome, everybody. Good to have you with us.
Welcome to Lickin' On Lending, a weekly mortgage market update providing up-to-the-minute information on interest rates, loan programs, and hot industry news, all related to the mortgage industry. Brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Now, here's your host of Lickin' On Lending, David Lickin.
Let's begin.
Welcome, everybody. Happy Memorial Day. I'm sitting here in my golf shirt that's got flags, got stars and stripes and the flag, and I'm just so honored to be an American, and I'm so grateful for those that have served in the military, and also grateful for those that gave the ultimate sacrifice and gave their lives for the defense of this country, for keeping us safe and giving us the freedoms we have. So thank you to everyone. Joining me on today's podcast is Mark Helm. He is a veteran. Mark, good to have you here.
Glad to be here, David.
Thank you, Mark, for your service in the military. It turned out that went a really good way for you because you gained so much for it. Unfortunately, I had some health issues, so I got a 4F and got a medical exemption not to go into the military. But I really sometimes wonder, Mark, if I missed an opportunity, because I look at what it had done for guys like you and for so many. Sadly, there's also a lot of people that unfortunately had to give their lives, and it cost them their lives to go into it. So we're grateful for them. We're remembering them and specifically their families that are still here with us. Mark, do you got any stories that you want to share with us on this Memorial Day of your service and those that really inspired you?
David, I think you're aware I've just about finished another book, and it's on my military journal and the Vietnam War. I had six years, nine months, 23 days in the United States Army. And it was a unique experience for me. I turned 21 in Vietnam. The military brought me a sense of maturity I never had as a young man. I had a couple years of college under my belt, which helped me out. And I was trained as a Vietnamese linguist and a bunch of other stuff. But I will tell you that it taught me order. It taught me honor. It taught me people depend on you. It taught me how to take care of my fellow man. It set the stage for my management structure as I pursued in the management fields, because I refer back to things that happened in the military, how people had each other's back, how we took care of each other, how you got to think of everybody's best interest when you're doing things. And those are some pretty doggone good management principles to have. Yeah. So I give it a lot of credit for helping me get where I am today. I'm excited about my book. It's really was written as a legacy for my family, but I'm going to publish it because it gives a unique version of the military time and also of Vietnam, and covers about everything that happened to me during that time period, which I had a kind of a crazy career, traveled a lot, went to a lot of countries, had a unique experience working in military intelligence. I think people will find it an entertaining story.
Oh, yeah.
Inform them what happened in the military. But David, this is an important day. It's that day we honor all our fallen veterans and anybody that was a veteran who is now deceased. And you don't walk up to people and say Happy Memorial Day to them. That's what it's not about when they're in the military. Memorial is about, like you said earlier today, about remembering the sacrifices of all those people that came before us and all. I'm glad I served, made me what I am today, and that is my legacy.
So, that's good. Yeah, I can't wait. When are you going to be publishing that book, Mark? That's the book. Make sure.
Well, I've got my third leadership book. Probably will come out first. It's finished. It'll probably come out here in a month or two. And then the other book is finished. I just got to work on the cover, and I imagine it'll be out by probably September is what I'm thinking. I'd like to have it out before Memorial Day and a Veterans Day. I might actually delay that to November and put it out Veterans Day month. Might do that the first part of good. November good. To bring it out at that time. So,
well, it's been really fun. One of the things I love, you and I are the same age, 73 years old, and we're still giving back and giving into this. And that's something I want to talk about in our podcast. We're going to get into that in just a minute, listeners. But I want to say thank you, listeners, for being here, and so grateful you. Again, this podcast is created by mortgage professionals. It is for mortgage professionals and anyone else that is interested in the housing finance system, housing generally. It's a great place. We have people, consumers are listening to this podcast, finding out what's going on in the industry. A lot of industry specific information here. I'm sure they could get lost in that, but we get emails and voicemail messages from people that are listening to it. So thank you, listeners, for sharing it around. We appreciate this is really our give back to the industry. Mark, myself, and all the others. Adam DeSantis gives his, we're going to listen to this segment in just a minute. Les Parker, just brilliant in his market analysis, as well as Matt Graham. Both of them are taking the day off, as is David Kittle. So grateful for David Kittle and his leadership that he's brought to our industry. Alice Alvey, I keep calling her my sister from another mister. She and her husband are just such dear friends, but man, what great content she brings to us each and every week. And Alan, with his joke of the week, as he puts out and then gets into some really meaty stuff, because there's so much developing in the area of technology, of where we're going as an industry. It is getting more and more so a tech-driven business. And if you're not doing that, your costs are too high. We've got to reduce costs. And I know technology is expensive, and it is, however, the way to lowering your costs. And you just got to pick the right vendors. And we're here to help you with that. Bill Corbett's also on the team. We're so grateful to have Bill and his contribution. He's a recent contributor, and we're so grateful to have him here with his commentary. And of course, my co-host, Mark, and it's always a delight to have Mark here. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors. Byte Software, work the way you want with Byte's highly configurable LOS architecture, robust processing controls, and flexible integration tools. Enjoy an exceptional level of customization with an intuitive interface that doesn't require an army or small fortune to administrate. What's so nice about Byte, it can be operated by someone who's just getting into the business, yet some of the biggest companies like CMG, Atlantic Bay, Radius Financial, many others, Lone People, they are using this from the get-go and have grown, and they keep using it all the way. Then something like you think of CMG, they're huge, along with Atlantic Bay. Check out Byte Software, very affordable, and they don't lock you into a long-term contract. They make you be able to do something if you wanted to. Don't know why you would, because it's just that good. Also, Finastra, grateful for their sponsorship. Set custom decision parameters to help streamline the approval process while keeping your lending team compliant and efficient. Listen to the interview that we did with Colin Gazinski. Really had a great conversation with Colin. I love this guy and his energy, his commitment to his customers, his knowledge of the industry, and also the MortgageBot solution, which he supports. Listen to that. We published that on May 1st. Also, lender homepage. Rocky and Quay are just so committed to helping you with their all-in-one AI-powered platform. It provides seamless front-end solutions to the mortgage business of all sizes. They help you connect better with borrowers. That's important. Convert more traffic into leads, even more important, and close more loans, which is what we're in the business to do. So check out Lender homepage and go to our website or click on the link in the show notes. Also, Truv, T-R-U-V. I love what Richard Greiser and his team are doing. Their income and employment verifications throughout the industry covering 90% of the U.S. workforce. The best part is their technology is so cost-effective. It's 80% of the cost of the industry-leading company out there. So check them out. Truv, T-R-U-V. Also, I want to say a special thank you to Angel AI. Pavan, what he's built there with his AI intelligence that's running his company. You've got to check out angelai.com, or you can go to askangel.ai and actually use the software for free. Check it out. Askangel.ai. Use it and it's free. Also, we're very grateful to have Candid CRM with us. Garrett Locklear's CRM product, outstanding. Very popular amongst some of the top loan originators. Also, Mortgage Bankers Association of America, grateful for their sponsorship, as well as Lenders One and the Mortgage Collaborative. These two co-ops do a great job of helping you get up close and personal with your peers to find out what others are doing to be successful in navigating these challenging times. And then it's all about business intelligence, Mobility, MMI, and Modex. I tell you, I love these two companies because of the business intelligence they can bring you, as well as Knowledge Coop. They do a great job with their learning management system. Ken Perry and team, thank you so much, all you all, for being sponsors of our podcast. This last Monday, we released an episode with Jennifer Martinez of Cross Country Mortgage with the topic of mortgage technology. She's talking in her interview with me about how she has used Angel AI to absolutely expand her business beyond anything she could ever imagine. And she says, and the best part is she has more time and more capacity. Angel AI is making a difference for her. And also, we released an interview with Nancy Bayett the week before. Check that one out. Last Wednesday, we released the interview with Chris Bigsby and Jody Hall of Rice Park Capital. with the topic of venture capital investing in technology. They give us some insights into what they're looking for. So anyone of you that know of a technology company looking for investment capital, check out that interview we did with them. Also coming up this week, we've got two really good podcasts I'm excited about. On Wednesday, we're releasing the episode, the interview that we did with Adi Pavlovic. It's up, and the topic is bridging the gap between the mortgage and real estate industry. He's got a new technology out that you have got to check out, and we'll be talking about it on that interview. Also, we'll be resuming releasing episodes of the Lickin' the Leadership podcast every Friday. The episode we will be releasing is the one with Richard Harris of Trust Engine. Check that out as well. Let's get over to the MBA, Adam DeSantis, for the MBA Mortgage Minute.
Hi, I'm Adam DeSantis. This is the Mortgage Minute, the latest news from the Mortgage Bankers Association. Last week at MBA Secondary in New York City, the VA announced that it will release a circular by June 12th to address the buyer commission prohibition. The circular will be in place while a formal rulemaking process occurs. As you may recall, MBA has long advocated for such a move, including in a letter sent to the VA on April 3rd, urging them to amend its regulations to allow veteran borrowers to pay reasonable and customary fees and commissions to retain agents that will represent their interests in a real estate transaction. We remain engaged with all of the government agencies about possible guideline clarifications or changes that may be needed because of new real estate agent compensation arrangements that might arise from NAR's commissions litigation. Previously, FHA and the GSEs confirmed that seller payments directly to buyer agents would not count toward caps on interested party contributions. With the potential settlement going into effect in the coming months, we will continue to assess market developments for other changes that may be needed in agency guidelines and CFPB rules to ensure any new agent compensation arrangements do not limit access or raise the cost of mortgages. That's it for this week. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Adam DeSantis. Check out the MBA and all that they do for us. Sign up for the Mortgage Action Alliance. That is such a good app, Mark. It's one of those apps that we just need to be logging in. And I'm reminding myself on that. Sometimes I'm not logging in as often as I would, checking what some of the major initiatives are. It's such a good app. Do you use it, Mark?
Yes, sir. Sure do.
It's good. We need to do it.
Found it really handy. Really handy.
Yeah. I mean, not only that, it keeps you up with what the MBA is doing and what's going on the Hill and some of the initiatives. If you consider yourself a professional in the mortgage industry, hope you all do, listening to this podcast, I'm sure you do. It's so important that we get it to the point where we're understanding those hot issues the MBA is focusing on. Anyway, go on and on about it. Let's get over to Les Parker's macro view of the markets, as well as Les's latest music parody. Les, what do you have for us?
Links break up, links get married, cycles get born, cycles get buried. Trends change, rumors fly through new lies, screens right where you left them.
TM Spotlight Soundbites is brought to you by PowerSeller, making hedging easy.
The Fed minutes underscore its higher for longer outlook, resulting in a flattening yield curve and a sharp fall in gold prices. Will fireworks arrive before July 4th? Over the next 3 months, expect big bangs and surprises from new data and European elections, but no later than the Fed's first ease on September 18th. Expect mortgage rates to stay below 7.5% and go below 6% by the end of the year. Pal, you left the snow. You left the snow choice but to wait here forever. These views are mine. Wait for hope at tmspotlight.com.
Mark, did you hear that? Yeah. Rates below 6 by year end?
I'm hoping he's right.
I hope he is so right as well. That is amazing. So anyway, Les Parker, you just gave it. That's a good little Memorial Day blessing. We'll take that. That's a great report. Anyway, check out Les Parker and what he has to say all the time. You can go over to his newsletter, which is TM Spotlight. You can see that at tmspotlight.com, and you can get the paid version for free when you put in the word power for PowerSeller to create newsletter. I read it each and every day, and I tell you, it's got some of the most amazing things. I don't always understand everything that's always in there, But man, it just keeps raising the bar, helps me get smarter and smarter. So I've been reading it for many decades, and I believe that Les has got such a unique perspective on it. And it's because of where he gets his information that makes it so special and oftentimes so crazy accurate. Like Alice says, I write down everything Les says because it is the best resource, and he has been so spot on. Appreciate you, Les Parker. Matt Graham, would normally we'd be going over to him today. He's taking Memorial Day off. We're thankful for Matt and his contribution. Check out his website and sign up for mbslive.net. Use the LOL code for Lickin' on Lending and enter it. You'll get an opportunity for an extended trial period without a credit card. Also, David Kittle is taking the day off as Alice Alvey and Alan Pollock. But that leaves Mark and I here. I'm excited to have this conversation with you, Mark, especially when you start thinking about this day. I'm really excited about your book. I can't wait for you to hurry up and get that one written and out, because I think when you read books, Mark, about someone from that are written by someone, I think it just gives you that much more insights or connection with the story. And I'm really looking forward to that book. But Mark, today yeah. I want to talk about Memorial Day. I want to talk about it from a different perspective. Obviously, we've already talked, and want to say again, thanks to all our veterans. Not just thanks, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. How can you say that, Mark? And when you realize some of them paid with their lives so that we could be sitting here on a podcast, having enjoying free speech and all the freedoms we have. I know we have a lot of problems in this country, lots of them, but that's why we have elections. And it's so important that you get out and vote, because that's what those people that we're celebrating today about. They gave their ultimate sacrifice so that we could be here and have the ability to elect our leaders. And we have got to make some changes around this country. And there seems to be just growing momentum for a massive amount of change. I think it's going to get very difficult, Mark, between now and this election. I think the parties that are in control right now are going to be throwing everything at us to try to keep us from them losing power. People that have power don't want to lose it. But I think it's time for some major changes, Mark. Get your thoughts on that.
Oh, I agree 100% with you, David. I think that we had that little statement. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
Worst of times, yeah.
Yeah, and all that. And we've heard that I'm losing it.
It's the book, A Tale of Two Cities.
Yeah. Yeah. Charles Dickens. I get it right.
Charles Dickens, yeah.
And that's what we got right now. And I don't know about anybody else on the podcast, but I get super depressed sometimes looking at what the news feeds are on my phone and on my computer and other things, because it's nothing but bad news. I'm ready for some good news. So we got all this bad news coming. We got an election where people are tearing at each other. We still got a bunch of litigation going on relative to that. And I don't know. We're not sure whether keep hearing that our president's going to resign and somebody's going to step in at the last minute. Who would that might be? That might even be worse than him. But you just don't know. You don't know. Yeah. But I didn't mean that worse than him. I'm saying if he was worse, it'd be worse than him. So I'm not going to share my opinions on how I feel about candidates. But I think we've got a lot of things coming up in the future that are a lot of uncertainty. And I've never, in my 73 years on this earth, and I'm sure you feel the same way, David, I've never seen as much uncertainty as we have today. And it's scary. It's scary for our children. It's scary for our grandchildren. And I'm not sure there's a quick fix on any of it. But it really is scary for me. And I hope that our generation and the generation right behind us was going to leave the world a better place for our children. And I don't think really we've accomplished what everybody would like to see done for our children and our grandchildren and the future generations in the United States and around the world.
I really think we've needed to go through this really dark period that we've gone through for eyes to open, to really see what has been going on. I really do. I don't like it. I wish we didn't have to go through it, but sometimes you have to see what has been going on and get it unfiltered and raw. And it's getting out there pretty obvious. The two-tier justice mm-hmm. system that we have in this country is so obvious. It's becoming so obvious, even by those that would never have voted for Trump are seeing this. And whether you love them or hate them, you can't argue with the fact there's a two-tier justice system when you see what's going on. But that's not what we're going to talk about. Today, we're going to be talking about Memorial Day. We're talking about from a unique perspective. And here's what I want to ask you, listener. Mark and I are going to talk about this. I've had it on my heart for some time. I've been thinking of your legacy. You say, what are people, when you think of Memorial Day, we're remembering what? We're remembering those that gave their lives to us, for us, whether they're still here and they served and marked it and survived and has lived a full and very productive life, or those that gave the ultimate sacrifice and are no longer here with us. But they were here to serve others. They are here to serve. No one wants to go to war. No one wants to go to war. But they elected to do so because they said, my legacy will be, I will be known as someone who did serve, who could serve, and did. And I think what we then take that, I look at asking, I use that as a moment of introspection, Mark, and I start thinking about what will David Licken's legacy be about? What will Mark Helm's legacy be about? What will your listener, you listener that are listening to this, you listening to this, what will your legacy be about? And I'm thinking, what I'm finding as I study this, I'm both Mark and I, again, are 73-year-olds. And what I've learned, Mark, and I'd love to get your comments on this, it's not what you get. It's what you give in serving others that makes such a difference. So your thoughts on leaving a legacy of serving, Mark?
I think you've hit the nail on the head, David. It is what we give. If you give, a lot of times you get. Because you get people's loyalty, you get people who want to follow you around, good people and work with you and do things. And so I think you reap what you sow in our world today, especially in our business and whatnot. I look back in my legacy and see a very successful reverse mortgage company with two great partners I never thought I would get into, got into, and it set the stage for the rest of my life and allowed me to do what I wanted to do the last, since 2012 when I sold that company, and spend time with family and get involved in consulting and podcasts and all this other things.
Book,
but the reality is you hit the nail on the head. If we give and we take care of people and help them build their careers and whatnot, we get a lot out of that because we get their respect. We get them saying good things about us, which helps us in our future endeavors in the business. And most importantly, it gives us that sense of purpose that we did accomplish something that we sought out to do, which was grow our friendships. And I look at my connections on LinkedIn. I look at my connections on Facebook, and I don't make a habit of friending a bunch of people I don't know unless I want to get to know them. And those things mean the world to me because I can get on that a few minutes a day and follow what all my friends are doing in the world and seeing how successful they are. And I've had some great friendships in this industry. They helped me grow and develop. I never will forget that. And they know who they are. Some of them are not with us any longer, but some of them are. And some of them are great people. Some have not been as lucky as I've been, and some have been very successful. It's one of those things. The deal is, I don't want to stop now, David. I never thought that I would be building more relationships and creating more of a legacy and interacting with people, just like this little mission I'm on at this small mortgage company. That might be one of my primary legacies in my life, if I can save a company for the community and for the employees and all that. And the industry is one of those, I call it my gift that keeps on giving down there, because every day it's something new to deal with. But the reality is that's how we grow and develop. And I strive. You've seen me so excited the last 4 or 5 months. I strive to have those challenges because they really help you grow and develop as a person. I wouldn't trade anything for it in the world.
I think it's what we do for others. And that's what hooked me in the business, Mark, was when I first stepped into it. I went to work for a bank right out of college, found my way very fortunately into the mortgage department. And my first customer was someone that had been turned down, I believe 3 or 4 times, if I recall the story correctly. And I looked at their credit profile, and they had made some mistakes, and they were just outside the box of the Fannie and Freddie guidelines at the time. And it began, they were fairly tight. Back in those days, we've loosened, we've seen them contract and expand and contract and expand. And in this case, they were at a picture of time where this company or this couple's profile was, they were outside the box and they were getting turned down. They came to me because at the time I was new in the industry. The only business I could get was everyone's turn downs. You know how we all start there, Mark? But how fortunate it is to start there, because I took on this cause. I took on this. Now, I worked for a bank. We did not have to portfolio that loan. I went to work and built a case for these two borrowers as a husband and wife and a family, and they're expecting another child, and they desperate. They're moving to the area, and then he was starting a new job, a new future. It got him a great deal of new income. He was going to work at Boeing. This was up when I was living in Renton, Washington, the Seattle, one of the suburbs of Seattle. And I was serving as a loan officer at a branch, really. I hadn't yet become a branch manager. And this couple, I came in touch with them. They got their turned down loan. They'd been turned down. So they came to me pretty dejected. And I started working on it, Mark. And I used just this tenacity is really the word I would say, determination, tenacity to take on their project. I looked at the circumstances. Now, if I was just doing this for the money, Mark, I would have said, there's too much time invested here. There's not going to be enough money. This will, I just need to let this one go. Sorry, guys, let it go. That wasn't what I chose to do. I took on the project and I worked my ever-loving butt off and I built a case. And I'll be doggone if I didn't get them approved. I am still friends with them these 50 years later. I'm still friends with them, Mark. And that's the kind of thing when you make it about someone else. In their mind, they said, Dave, you gave us a chance. You helped launch us in our relocation from the East Coast into the Seattle market, into this new job. You've helped us finance our homes, our future homes. You believed in us. And you've been one of the most significant resources to us. It's not about me. It's what I did for them. But it lasted for a long time. That will be a memorial that I will carry with me to my grave. I'm thinking of others. I'm thinking of different people that we meet. And I want to talk about this. When you come across someone that you meet, I'm going to tell a story about an 11-year-old that I met. And I was selling loans to a company called Sunwest Mortgage. And the owner of the company is a guy by the name of Hari Agarwal. I'm in there selling some loans, and he became a bit of a mentor to me. He saw something in me. He saw, again, what he said later in life. He said, I saw you wanting to serve people, and Dave, that's what drew me to you. So I'm sitting there. He's mentoring me on the sale of a loan. We're talking about some loans, and in comes down the hall. So I'm sitting there working with these loans and talking to Harry, and his son, Pavan, comes skateboarding through the office. He was 11 years old, came to his dad's office, plopped down in the chair next to me. And Harry said, Dave, I'd like to have you meet my son, Pavan. He's 11 years old, but he's a computer savant. I said, well, nice to meet you. I said, I'm joking with Harry. I said, anyone who could turn on a computer at our age is probably a savant. These days, if you turn on a computer, you're a savant. He said, no, he really is. He just programmed the APR calculation for all our loan officers. I looked over and I said, how old are you? He said, 11 years old. And he said, I said, you really did? He says, how long did that take you? He said, only took a couple of days. Again, he was doing it to serve his dad to help them on the business. This is back, Mark, if you remember, when the new APR calculation came out. It was a little bit confusing. And here comes along a kid that I'm meeting. That's significant about the story you'll hear in just a minute, that programmed the APR calculation for his dad's company. That guy, again, was Pavan Agarwal. It was 44 years later that I would meet him again, but this time he's an adult. He's now 55 years old. He has been working for the last 24 years on an AI technology to serve, and get this, not to make money, not a new technology to help make more money for himself. He has benefited from that, and it's certainly given him financial advantages, but to create more opportunity for more Americans to get into home, because he saw some of the bias that goes into the underwriting. And he saw, especially in the minority, where there is a disparity. We can argue about it, but there is a disparity between certain minority groups and their ability to own a home, their level of home ownership, their rate of home ownership in America versus the white males that are out there. And I try to avoid this topic because this is one of those things where this has been overplayed so much, but it is true. There is some. He saw that. He says, I want to level the playing field as best I can. I think it can best be done through artificial intelligence. So he went to work with that. After I met him when he's 11 years old in his dad's office, I lost touch with him until just recently. And I was sitting at an event and someone says, have you heard about Angel AI? And I said, I haven't heard about it. Never heard about it. He says, you need to, he says, it was formerly known as Morgan. So a good friend of mine, Jack Nunnery, Mark, you and I know him well, told me about this product called Morgan AI. That has become Angel AI. They rebranded as Angel AI. And again, the motivation for the creation of this product was to reduce costs and deliver a more consistent decisioning and process in a much faster, easier way. So I kept hearing about Angel AI. And then I had this guy by the name of Russ Anderson. You have got to meet listeners, Russ Anderson. In fact, he's been on my podcast. We've had done interviews of him. He's brilliant cash management, a guy also in the military. I believe he was in intelligence as well, Mark, if I recall the story correctly, in the Navy. And just a brilliant guy. But we had him involved with us in consulting for a period of time. He called me one day. He says, Dave, can't work with you anymore in consulting. I've taken a full-time job with Selligence, which is son Pavan Agarwal's company. And he's got Angel AI. And I said, that's it. I've got to hear what this is about. So I reached out, called Pavan. I did not know that Pavan knew who I was, but because of the success of our podcast, had been identified as one of the podcasts he wanted to get on. So he goes, hey, Dave, nice to hear from you. And I said, how do you remember me? And the story had not connected that I met him 44 years earlier. So I went to an event where Pavan was speaking at, and I heard his vision. Again, the vision was, and the purpose of this, bring this up, well, yes, I'm talking about one of our advertisers, and I think it's a great story, but his vision is to help create home ownership for everyone possible that can qualify and get as much of the bias out of the process. We do that through artificial intelligence. So he's telling me about what he's doing. I heard him speak, and then I went to dinner with him. And as I'm sitting there at dinner, and I listened to his last name, I said, did you ever know a guy by the name of Hari Agarwal? And he goes, yeah, that was my dad. I said, you're kidding me. And again, hadn't connected that I'd met this guy that's now adult, 55-year-old adult, that I met 44 years ago. And I started thinking, we were trying to tell him, I said, your dad was amazing. And I told all the stories about how he mentored. See, Harry cared more about developing people than just buying loans. I had heard he was a tough negotiator, Mark. He reviewed loans. He was a tough negotiator, and you had to work with him to get a price that was going to work. But there was just something about him. I knew he cared about me, Mark. He poured into me knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. And so I just thoroughly enjoyed being there. So I started talking to Pavan and sharing with him, your dad meant this to me. He shared this with me. And all of a sudden, I'm seeing Pavan tear up a little bit. And he says, Dave, you have to excuse me, but this is starting to get really emotional. I think I need to go to my room. And then it hit me. I said, wait a minute. I met this kid in your dad's office. Is it possible that it was you? And he didn't remember. 11-year-olds don't remember old guys like me. I wasn't that old at the time. I was in my 30s. But it was, yeah, I guess it was in my 30s, early 30s. And so I said, this kid came down the hallway with a skateboard, came into his dad's office and sat there and had told me how he programmed the APR. I said, is that you? He goes, that's me. Couldn't have been anyone else. I'm the one that did that. He tells that story, and I realized it just connected us instantly. All the 44 years melted away because of his dad, his love for his dad, how his dad had mentored him all those years. And I had benefited from some number of years when I did business with Hari and selling loans to SunWest Mortgage. So it developed now into the point now I am getting a chance to speak into and play a significant role with what Pavan is bringing to market, and that's Angel AI. Again, this isn't an ad for Angel AI, although you need to check it out. I'm telling everyone, go to askangel.ai and start playing with the technology. It's the full version you get to play with for free. That's why we had Jennifer Martinez on the program. She's talking about how she is using it, how it's changing her life and accelerating her business. We had Nancy Bayett on talking about how it's accelerating her business and making a huge difference. Anyway, so Pavan and I have formed this relationship, and it's based on what? His dad's heart to serve, my heart to learn, his dad willing to impart knowledge, and now Pavan's doing the same thing. He's doing it through Angel AI. There are so many stories, and I come back to this. What is your legacy going to be, listeners? What is your legacy going to be? Are you doing this? Are you going to be known as someone who's just helped a few people in homes, but it was more about the money? Or are you doing something selflessly? When we go to serve others and we do it for a much bigger cause other than ourselves, yes, we benefit. If a job's well done, we should benefit and we should make good money doing so. However, it needs to be about someone else and the benefits that they're going to derive from it. That's what I'm going to encourage everyone to be thinking about. How are you going to be memorialized? What is your legacy? How are people going to remember you? Mark, I remember you for so many things. Your knowledge of servicing, which we're in the process of recording a series of podcasts about. I'm really excited about that. But what are your thoughts as we wrap up today's podcast? What should people be memorializing? Anything you can add to this, Mark? I know you can.
Sure, David. I think that you hit the nail on the head. If it's only about the money, it's about the wrong thing. if you do the right things, and it's about the right things, the money will come or the personal satisfaction will come. One of those things will happen to you because if you do the right things, you're going to benefit from that. And I think that's so critical. If I stand back and you talked about what do we want to, what kind of like memorial do we think people have, we're creating for ourselves, how will people remember us and all. I just want people to remember me as somebody that gave back to the community, to friends, to the industry. I want to be remembered not from the money I made, but from the relationships I made and helping people along as they helped me along. And what I've done in my career, I've played it forward. I was helped by so many people along early in my career, and I've tried to do the same thing. And I've got a tree of people that have worked around me that have been very successful in the industry in so many different places and now are all over the country. Some of them have been around long enough, they're nearing retirement because we're past normal retirement date a little bit. So that's happening. But I wouldn't trade my career for anything I've ever done. It provided a good living. It created a career for my son because he followed me in the industry. He saw what he liked and became a secondary marketing management and now runs a major area for a bank for warehouse lending. So that's his contribution to the industry. And I imagine he'll continue on just like I've done. And so there's nothing better than a legacy. Pavon continued his father's legacy. My son's continuing my legacy and creating his own. And he loves what he's doing. I can tell it. I can see the smile on his face and the excitement he gets when he talks about things. And that's what it's all about. As long as we can be that way, I think it's important.
Yeah. Mark, I hope you don't mind me saying this, but you have done really well financially. You have made boatload of money and you have done very well. You've got beautiful homes in multiple cities, different places. I've done well, but you have really done well. You've crushed it in that sense. But here's the part of the story, listeners, that is coming up. We have a client. There's a client that I had in Southern California. I was consulting to Dad, again, a generational business, and Dad dropped dead of a stroke. And son inherited the business. His son had been in the business, and I had been fortunate to mentor him for a couple of years, pouring into him at his dad's request. Now he's having to take over and run a business. And there was things that Dad did well, and there's some things Dad didn't do so well. There was a whole bunch of issues that came up. One of the things, I mean, don't need to get into that because I'm not focusing on the part of the first story I want to focus in on is about what Mark did. They reached out to me. Not only had this individual owned a mortgage company in Southern California, but he had some plans for that. But there's some things going on that are probably best left off of a podcast. But they needed leadership. We had to go in and fire the CEO of the company along with we were about to fire the CFO, and he resigned. And they were looking desperate. They needed to find someone. I called Mark. I said, Mark, I got an opportunity for you. And I also called Howard Nathan, another one of the consultants that works with us in our group. Again, the way people work with me, no one works for me per se. Everyone's 1099. We all work collaboratively with each other. That's the best arrangement. I'm so grateful for when I was introduced to Mark so many years ago and then Howard and what he brings. So anyway, I introduced to this individual that inherited this company and we just started discovering some significant issues and we need to put in a new CEO. And I went to Mark, is there any way you'd be willing to take this on again? And Mark, you're creating a legacy. A new legacy after you've created. And the reason the part of it is you and I are 73. I'm doing this podcast. A lot of people say, why do you keep doing? When are you going to hang it up? I have no plans of hanging it up. I suck at golf and I enjoy work. I enjoy what I do. So I am enjoying family and I'll probably idle it back some, but I'll continue to do this as long as there's life and breath in me. Cause I want to impart this knowledge. We have the Lickin' On Leadership podcast. Mark, we have got to get you interviewed on that podcast. It's again, all about at this point, passing on to the next generation of leaders. I'm working with Greg Scheer. If you're not aware, Greg, it's actually pronounced Scheer, but it's S-H-E-R. If you're not reading his post, you need to. But I'm pouring into his life. I'm pouring into so many, the lives of so many people. I'm thinking of Bobby Nicely. I'm thinking of Billy. And I'm thinking of Rob, 3AM, the three owners of Alcova Mortgage. The joy I have of speaking into their business. I'm thinking of Emily Farley, who is just such a strong leader in coming up. I'm thinking of David Hopper, the chairman of the board at Leader One. And I could go on and on across all the companies that I get to speak into. Joe D. Dominicus of NRL. I've been thinking of all these different companies, the leaders that are out there. Mark and I are getting a chance to continue to pour into their lives. That's what our lives are about. But Mark, you stepped up and went back and took on a CEO role of a company that is in trouble. And I am so grateful. It's not about making money and going to pasture. It continues to be about making a difference. And you're doing that, Mark. So I want to honor you with that. I think you'd tell a little bit about that story, if you wouldn't mind.
It's interesting. I'd actually known Peter through you. We'd been consulting with him for, I don't know, what, 3 years or something like that. Actually had met his father, had not met his mother. But when you brought it up, I knew I liked the people. And that makes a decision pretty easy when they got things they got to go through. It's been an interesting role, but I've got one of the best staffs I've ever worked with right now down there. I will tell you that I can talk through numerous departments. The insurance agency is unbelievable. The compliance area is unbelievable. The operations area has gone through a bunch of struggles, but it's now reaching the maximum performance. The HR person is just brilliant in the way she handles HR. I got a internal marketing and digital marketing group that will knock the pants off anybody in companies 5 or 6 times our size. So I just really feel blessed to be working with so many great people, and we got so much we're going to accomplish on this. And the road's not done yet, much to my wife's chagrin, but I am getting to the point where I don't have to physically be on site every day, which gives me a little bit of reprieve with my wife. But at the same time, I'm there when I need to be there and make sure I contribute what I need to. It's certainly an opportunity, David. I value that opportunity, and I value the opportunity to give back. And if the world was about us creating legacies, maybe I'm creating one there. But I think my legacy is to be a model for the people there so that they learn how I manage, and they manage, hopefully, and pick the best things that I do out and do that on a go-forward basis. So that will be a very successful company in the rural area of Alabama for years and decades to come.
Yeah. And it's in a small community, and you shouldn't think of the end. It's the largest employer there, and that thing was looking pretty sketchy there for a while, but you've turned it around and what you're doing. Yeah. It's not out of the woods yet, but you're definitely getting it there. I'm so excited about what you're doing. But again, it goes back to, just because you make all the money you ever need and your family ever needs doesn't mean you quit. You just need to keep giving, because in giving, what did you say to me, Mark? Dave, this has given me like a new lease on life, a new reason to get up in the morning. And it's not because you need money, Mark. It's because of why? Because you're having a chance to make a difference in the lives of people.
I think the most successful people in life are the ones that don't need the money. I look at Pavan. Pavan is just an outstanding individual. He's done extremely well in the mortgage industry, really grown that company. He doesn't have to make any more money, but he's out there giving back to the industry, giving back to other companies to make them successful and profitable. And that's going to be his legacy. Angel AI will be a legacy for him that will follow along after him, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's really exciting. And it's all about giving back, and it's about making a difference. There's a lot of things going on in the industry right now, folks. Stay tuned to this podcast. We hope this has brought some inspiration to you as you look at what you're doing. Ask yourself this question: what is my legacy? What are they going to remember, memorialize me for? Someone who was a whiny loan officer who just, Jimmy, my name is Jimmy, or a loan officer that gave back to the community, found the tough deals, poured your life and heart and energy into it, where it wasn't about the money, it was about helping people. I believe truly there's a universal principle that when you go to give, you get back so much more. Doesn't always come immediately. There's sometimes in my life it seemed like it was never going to come, but it does come, and it does make such a difference. So again, listener, I'm asking you, what is your legacy? What do you want to be remembered for? So we hope this podcast is helping you, and we want to remember it for what we've done to, again, to inform, to equip, to inspire you in the journey of mortgage lending. It's a great industry because we're making a difference in people's lives, because we're creating the opportunity for people to own homes. Nothing more transformative in the natural that you can do to make a difference in someone's life. Mark, thanks for taking time on your Memorial Day. Are you going to be cooking up some food and have family around you?
They probably got it ready for me as soon as I walk out of here. So that's good.
All right. I'll let you go join up a family. Thanks so much, Mark, for taking the time to join me here. I really am blessed to have a partnership and a friendship with you, Mark. And I'm grateful for you to join me today. Thank you, sir.
Same thoughts here, David. Thank you so much.
You bet. Listeners, that's it for this one. Hope you enjoy the rest of your Memorial Day. Again, some of you will be listening to this after Memorial Day, but we're grateful for you being here. Again, special thank you to our sponsors, Byte Software, Finastra, Lender Homepage, Truve, Angel AI, Candid, Mortgage Bankers Association of America, Lenders One, The Mortgage Collaborative, Mobility MMI, Modix, and Knowledge Cube. Again, check out all of our sponsors and what we have to offer through our website, LincolnOnLending.com. Appreciate you being here. Have a great rest of your day, everybody. Thank you for being here.
You've been listening to Lincoln on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lincoln of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.